live and direct from my phone to your ears. Welcome to my voice notes. Hello, everybody, and welcome to my voice notes. We went radio silent in the past week just due to the shock of war and out of respect to the victims of death, destruction, and suffering. I'm a firm believer in humanity and as us humans are all equal as one. There is no you and me. We all bleed the same and enjoy and suffer in the same way. People always ask me for where the next new cool spot is, the spot being a country, city, or cultural hub. And in the past few years, it was always the same answer: Mexico City and Kiev. That's where it's at, or shall I say, was at. The latter currently being attacked just breaks my heart, as it will take years to undo the chaos and make it blossom again. Which reminded me of this anecdote, which I'd like to share with you. A German officer visited Picasso in his Paris studio during the Second World War, where he saw Guernica, and shocked at the modernist chaos of the painting, he asked Picasso, "Did you do this?" And Picasso calmly replied, "No, you did this." But this conflict didn't just arise, the current conflict in the Ukraine didn't just arise overnight. It's a geopolitical battle of the past centuries, which only resulted in the pain of the people. And one can only hope for a peaceful ending. On that note, I'd also like to quote Gandhi and dedicate this episode to my friends in the Ukraine, Russia, and Poland, who all have to pay the price for the current battles. An eye for an eye only ends up making the whole world blind. Us here at Are We On Air, we strive to showcase what connects us rather than what divides us through culture and music. And so I'd like to play some of my favorite recently discovered tracks coming from that region, just to kind of highlight and showcase you and make it more real, you know, that we all won. And up first is one of Ukraine's biggest female rappers. Her name is Aliona Aliona. And I discovered her a couple of years ago at Cosmo Radio, a German radio station. And I was immediately mesmerized by her sound and put her track up in our Studio Neu monthly playlist on Spotify. And a lot of my Ukrainian friends reached out to me when they saw that and thought that was so cool. So here we go.
Запитаєш мене, чи я планувала стати відомою, бути далеко від дому, змінити дружнє коло. Ти знаєш, я відповіла тобі ніколи, та все не випадково, ей. Ти запитаєш мене, чи коли свої уяві я мала, заповнені площі та зали, ці тексти мені сон, але таке сансари колесо, і так воно співало, ей. Ти думаєш, я мріяла зустріти цих чудових людей, з ними почати з кінця і із простих ідей, вирости в лідера думок і слова, та все не випадково, ей. Ти віриш, я і досі до кінця не розумію усього, але щиро дякую Богу, далі буде більше. Я залишаюся все тою Альоною, яка читає вірші. Знаєш, як буває важко, інколи не хочу жити, але полюбила людей так, що вже не зможу я до них не вийти. Знаєш, я усе приймаю, серце залила любові, можу я і падатиму тихо на дно, але виринатиму знову. Назавжди ваша Альона Альона. Назавжди ваша Альона Альона.
Up next, we're actually heading to Belarus. And you might think, why? Because you have this image of Belarusia, of a grim-looking president or dictator, whatever you want to call it. But I just want to show you what connects us. And this act, this band, you will probably know because you saw, or at least heard, their music in every TikTok and every Instagram story. And the band is called Molcha Toma. Don't ask me about the track title because it's in Cyrillic and I don't know. But yeah, you'll know it for sure. From Belarus to Poland. Our friends in Poland are so generous and beautiful by opening up their border and open to Ukrainian refugees. And when I speak to my Polish friends, also Ukrainians, there's a lot of similarities between those two countries. Yes, Ukrainians speak Russian, but there's actually culturally way more connecting dots between these two countries. And given their historical past and political past, there's definitely some empathy on both sides, but especially on the Polish. And it's nice to see Poland that in the past 2 years had this very conservative image and anti-gay rights and abortion to suddenly see this a new thought, a new heart, a new generation growing into the political elite. And opening up the borders visa-free to refugees from the Ukraine. So on that note, I'd like you to play this beautiful track by an artist called Manam, and it's called Jal Niebieskich Jal. God, sorry to my Polish friends. It's beautiful, and shout out to my friend Milos for playing that track to me.
Smaga lód się wymoje, serce wkrada, w oku chętnie się sadowi. Cicho zjada truchtem, biegnie do sąsiada, gasi blaski, dusi słowa. Szaleją,
Last but not least, Russia. I actually was just recently in Moscow in December to play a gig for Prada, and it was my first time in Russia, but every time I go, I'm mesmerized and I'm loving it. Because it's not the political Russia, it's not the public image Russia that you see. I'm sure it exists and it does exist, but I'm always interested in the people and in the local culture. So wherever I travel, and that's why I always encourage all of you to go and travel and discover the streets, dive into the culture, meet people, speak to them, go to the local record store, go to the local restaurant, get to know one another. Because that's how you form your own personal image of what people are. And yeah, there's a thriving underground scene. They want the same things that we do, and the same conversations happen around, in my case, music, of course, most of the time. And actually, one of our last recent guests on Are We On Air was the wonderful Russian techno producer and DJ Nina Kravets. And one of our shared love is this one track called by an artist called Kino. And I see the reaction I get from my Russian friends every time I play this song, or when they hear it, or when I talk about it, how their eyes light up. So yeah, I'd like to play this one and end this week's voice notes.
Всем дорогам и туда, и сюда обернулся и не смог разглядеть следы. Но если есть в кармане пачка сигарет, значит, все не так уж плохо на сегодняшний день. И билет на самолет с серебристым крылом, что взлетая оставляет земле лишь тень. И никто не хотел быть виноватым без вина. Никто не хотел руками жар загребать, а без музыки на миру смерть не красна, а без музыки не хочется пропадать. Но если есть в кармане пачка сигарет, значит, все не так уж плохо на сегодняшний день. И билет на самолет.
If you feel helpless, like most of us do, but do want to help, I'd recommend connecting with your Ukrainian, Polish, Russian friends and speak with them. Check on them and their families and friends. What's their take on the situation? How can you directly help? What organizations to support? Speak to them and you get a very clear image of what's happening and how you can help. We at Are We On Air donated to the Red Cross and to Caritas, but see what works for you. I'm sure by now you've seen tons of social media posts with links and see what works. Reach out to your local Ukrainian neighborhoods. I've heard that lots of stores and restaurants do drives. You can directly donate urgent items such as blankets, diapers and such. And every little helps. If you live in Germany, Romania, Hungary, Poland, then reach out to Airbnb. Airbnb announced that they will provide free housing for 100,000 refugees, and they need the help of their local communities to support. And hopefully, when we speak next week, the world will look a bit brighter. Much love.